both those work. Resh Mem Hey, again in the middle of Hey. So again, the topic is Jew and a non-Jew are working together or own together something, some type of business venture. So this question is, what do you do about Shabbos? So right near the little very last line in the Mechaber on page Ches, right next to the little Ches. Taner Shalachol Yisrael Mashkon Meino Yehudi. Now, again, Jews in those times were sometimes usually forced into being the money lenders. You can understand why. It makes them very popular, be sarcastic. So a Jew lent a non-Jew money, and so he took collateral. What was the collateral? An oven. Now again, as I say in school, don't think the way, you know, today, Baruch Hashem, everybody has an oven. Those days, not everybody had an oven. In fact, sometimes very few people had an oven. Oven was a very valuable commodity. You had to rent time to use an oven. So again, that was the collateral. That was the collateral on the loan that the Jew gave to the non-Jew. The non-Jew put as collateral an oven. The kibbal alav ha'ino Yehudi, and so what's the deal? The non-Jew accepted upon himself, Shema she'yala schar ha'tanur yitain, next page, yitain le'yisrael beribis. Beribis ma'osa, beribis. So the deal was that whatever proceeds he, so now the non-Jew's using the oven, right? We're not going to pick up the oven and move, right? So he's using the oven. So the deal was whatever money he makes off that oven. Now again, it's not like our ovens, that's your personal oven that, you know, you have people wandering in using your oven. And somebody had an oven, so, you know, you charge people money to use your oven because not everybody had an oven. So he agreed to give to the Jew the proceeds or some of the proceeds from that oven and a certain amount, and there was a certain interest rate. So then the Mechaber says, Ma'osa Mutter, Litos Skar Shabbos. So Mutter Litos Skar Shabbos. So you could take that. You could, the Jew could take that. Now the reason is because again, who knows that it's the Jew's business, right? In other words, the non-Jew is always using this oven and he has a business. And people come and use that oven, and they come into Juan's house, right, or Juan's area, Juan's backyard, whatever, and use it. So that's continuing. That's continuing. So some of those proceeds goes to the Jew. So now, what's the problem? He's making some of the money off of that, right? He's using it to repay his loan. Does anybody know, is there a problem with Mara Sain? Like, does anybody say, it's Witkin's business here? No, because it's continuing the same way it always did. So everybody assumes it's, and the sign says Juan's, right? Juan's oven, right? So again, Howard's not telling them to work on Shabbos. So it's not a problem. The fee shu birshus ha'ino Yehudi, again, because it's in the property, it's in the domain of the non-Jew. Vein Yisrael chaylok bo. And really, a Jew doesn't have a partnership in the oven itself. Howard doesn't own part of the oven. He doesn't own the oven. It's just there's a lien on it as collateral. But he doesn't own the oven. And as I mentioned before, Howard doesn't tell him to Juan to work on Shabbos and using the oven. So what's the guy doing? He's doing it on his own volition, because this is what he told Howard. He said, you know what, some of the proceeds I'll give to you to pay off a certain amount to pay off my loan. So there it is. No problem. Okay. Mishnah goes in detail, a little more detail about this, but let's just leave it at that. Now let's look at Vav. We don't go through all Vav, but just now here's a slightly different case. Im afayinu Yehudi betanur shel Yisrael b'Shabbos al karcha. Now what happened? So it's not Juan's oven. It's Goldstein's oven, right? Goldstein has the oven. And now, and again, not everybody had an oven. So during the week, you know, all these people come and give money to Goldstein, and Shabbos is closed. So now Juan comes, Jose, I get the stories mixed up. So Jose comes, he's been using, he maybe used a Monday, right? He's a steady customer. And he comes on Shabbos, and maybe it's closed. All of a sudden, whatever, he breaks the lock, right, or whatever, right, jumps the fence, right? And uses the, just pulling out an idea on the top of my head, you know, not any. Anyways, and he goes and he uses the Goldstein's oven. Goldstein's closed. Goldstein's at shul, right? Goldstein comes back from shul, inspired with his drasha, you know, like, and Jose used his oven, right? And not only that, but nusno pas b'schara tanur. Not only that, but Jose gives him a loaf of bread. He made like 20 loaves of bread. He said, "Thank you, Mr. Goldstein." Gives him a loaf of bread. Now again, we know it's kosher, you know, like leaving all that aside. So the Machab says, "Aslah nos mimenu." You can't derive any benefit out of that of bread. Okay. Okay. So tomorrow, Mir Tzeshem, we'll discuss it. So again, it's different than the first case. The case we start off with today. But tomorrow, Mir Tzeshem, we'll discuss a little more about that. And then we'll go on to next sermon, which is not, but landing and renting on Shabbos. Right? Let's say a Jew has something and he rents it to a non-Jew. So again, it's not business, but like, I don't know. Avis rent a camel. So, you know, like Goldstein's rent a camel, right? Or we'll see the difference between animals and other things. But Mir Tzeshem, that'll be the next segue we'll get into.